Let's mark what time you got here.
Mayor.
I'm here. Okay, Chief Building Officials report.
Walking slow. Oh, he's dragging it out here, waiting for the other two chairs to be filled.
Of course, we start off with the projects of note, and it's basically the Pinecrest project. They have submitted plan approval, the AC Marriott Hotel, which is located at building number 4. The wood wall construction has begun at building number 2 at the second floor, and this is the apartment area. The ground floor level concrete has been installed in buildings number 5 and number 6, and the concrete block stairwells are being constructed at building number 1.
So Ron, so that building is basically going to be, how much wood is in that building?
Two.
You mean building two?
Second floor.
Three floors?
Second, third, roof area, fourth
floor. Right. So it's all block and so forth up to that?
IRB construction.
What are you doing on April 25th or whatever, that meeting that you're meeting at 5 o'clock out there at Pinecrest? Are you having a walkthrough of the building?
No, we're going to simulate the same thing that we had the.
Oh, rappelling off the top.
Right, we're going to use the crane We're going to take the crane off the top and have the use that whole thing. Actually, use their crane like some similar to what we did. Actual incident.
I know, but once it's built, you're not going to have a crane there. But okay.
Right, but once it's built, you have stairs and everything else.
Yeah, so
right now, when there's no stairs, and then with the other construction aspects of it, like next door, and you have a hotel that doesn't have stairs, it just gives everybody an opportunity to run through it in case we see it again. Because we actually didn't have to.
And why don't you know what it's made out of? You guys have all the plans.
Yeah, well, I didn't look at the plans, but I just find it interesting that building is wood construction.
Well, economics has something.
Yeah, and as opposed to the other one, because...
Which is masonry.
Which is... The other ones are all masonry buildings and steel construction. Mm-hmm.
But they can't do it.
Right.
And it is fully sprinklered and alarmed.
Right. That's the residential unit.
Yes.
Yeah.
And somebody asked me, maybe you know the answer to this. I know that the parking garage, building 3, is going to have 3 entrances.
I'm not that familiar with it at this point.
Okay. This is probably an operational question. Will the floor that has the people that live there, the all-conditioned, closed-in floor, will that have, like, a gate to get into? Or is that an operational question and something with the construction?
You mentioned there was some kind of key card access last meeting.
Well, I thought that was to get into the building, but then as I was answering someone's question, it occurred to me maybe that was also to get into that floor.
Yeah, of the garage.
You think they said that?
Mm-hmm. They have high-speed action doors in garages. They can specify the car.
Is it a separate entrance or just to get onto that top floor?
They can partition it off in a drive aisle. They can put it up in front of a ramp or a certain section of the garage, kind of wherever they want to place it.
So that's also private, the parking area?
Yes, from what I understand.
That's what they mentioned. They didn't mention that specifically.
My mind must have drifted that second.
That's all. That's all they've done.
Good.
Okay, anything else?
Not this time.
Nothing else is going on in the village?
No. Okay. Surprisingly.
Okay. At this time, I'll take a motion to approve the minutes for March 21st.
So moved.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hitt. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Lazar. Any corrections, changes? Call the roll.
Lazar?
Yes.
Moran?
Yes.
Newland?
Yes.
Hitt?
Yes.
Mayor McKay.
Yes. I thought how we would go through this, as we're hoping this will be our last time to go through it at this level, was to read it, actually, to go through it page by page. I mean, we don't have to read it all, but we'll go through it page by page. I have comments almost on every page. So are there any just overall comments before we get started into the nitty-gritty? Anybody? One thing I think we want to incorporate is we've had an expression, and I think you'd all laugh if I told you how we developed it, but we do have an expression that we use on our newsletters everywhere, saying it's a community for all generations. And even though at this point that might still be aspirational, I think we need to incorporate that in here somewhere. And I don't think we even have it listed as one of our aspirational things.
Look who's here.
So I don't know if we want to put it on the front page, but I know there's a couple places inside it will work perfectly to add. We are on the cover page. We did the other stuff first. We are here at a perfect time.
Okay.
And boy, you must have driven fast.
Yes. Okay. I know that we talked about lifelong living. That was a phrase I think that you
used. No, we used life cycle. We used, it's in there somewhere. I forget. It wasn't lifelong. It was.
But that's just something that's a marketing thing, right, that you use.
Well, but basically. No, I think it translates into community for all generations, because we are trying to pick up the different kind of housing that gets you when you're pre-family and then after family.
But I don't have a problem with that as far as in the introduction or something like that. I think that's fine. I mean, I don't think that's an issue, right?
Right.
All right. I didn't even read the index, so anybody have any comments on the table of contents?
Nope.
Did you want to make any overriding comments? We're going to get into it page by page.
Okay.
Did you have any overarching introductory comments? Okay.
I do. And it's a little, I guess I'll be a little critical of it overall. Maybe it's something we should, and maybe you've said something already, I don't know. But, you know, one of the challenges and one of the purposes of a master plan is not just to kind of state the obvious, what it is about, what it is that the community consists of, what are the elements of the community, but to really look at the vision that we have for our community. What do we want to be, and who do we want to be, and how do we want to get there? And how we want to get there sometimes isn't in the plan, but where we want to go to, at least we ought to be. This is the compass, and we want it to point north for us. And there were a number of things in here there are lots of good stuff. There's a lot of data and information and so forth. But what I think is really important is to add some sort of visionary thinking about where our community needs to be for those of us who have lived in it pretty much most of our adult life and want to continue to be here. Because we've seen there's this desire to be here. We like the community. And my plan is always involves adding an addition to the house.
That's it?
Yeah, it says it.
We discussed that in December, and I included in the February draft what I thought was trying to capture the discussion in December. I think it was December. And if we haven't captured it, Let's try to capture it.
I think there's some. Some tweaking, some that we can do, and I think there's some ideas that we need to talk about here tonight in going through this document. I read Scott's commentary, which were by and large.
He's representing Scott's comments.
Oh, okay. Well, Scott's comments were editorial in the standpoint of language and spelling. There wasn't anything that was
substantive
that I think changed the intent of what is contained in here. But I think there's some pieces that.
All right, let's start on page 4.
That being said, back to you in the booth.
All right, my first thing on page 4 was it says purpose of the update, and I think my question on that is, it's not just the purpose of the update, it's the purpose of the exercise completely. We're not just updating it. Why are we writing a master plan? So I guess the question is the purpose of the master plan. I don't even know why we have to refer to it as an update. And then the next line is the purpose of the master plan. So I don't know that we need to even go start as update.
Okay.
And then it says since the last master plan was complete. Oh, no, I know. I hope you guys aren't going to get bored, but I'm a sort of, they call me the English teacher around here. The plan is comprehensive yet flexible. Need a comma.
Yeah, and Mayor, I don't think we need to go to that detail.
Well, how are we going to get it across to him? Going to make him have to go through all my notes?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sorry, did I say that out loud?
Did nobody else make grammatical and punctuation?
I just don't think that, you know, grammatical punctuation
okay.
or something
right.
that we should look at.
If you don't want to, I'll just give him mine.
As far as, I mean,
that's
I
fine.
Think we have to look at the substance. And
that's fine.
Yeah.
I guess you don't have any, huh?
Well, in that first page, Pinecrest is no longer pending construction.
Yeah,
I think it's under construction. I may have missed something.
On that first
but
page,
think,
where's
yeah.
that?
Yes.
Approval. Oh.
And pending construction.
Look at it. Pending's on a different line on mine than yours.
Are you looking at two different
you
versions?
You might be looking at one's the track changes
yeah.
and one's the clean copy.
I'm Could looking be. Off the clean copy. Yeah. I can't keep track of the changes.
Oh, I love the one with the changes. It's made good changes.
Okay. Yeah, pending.
Some of it's pending, but...
Okay, moving on.
All right. Next paragraph, can I say this? It says these polys, and it doesn't say policies.
Yes.
I think Scott that. Picked that up.
Yes.
Okay. There's a very awkward sentence that doesn't make
like
any sense to me in the approach to the update. The main element of this update... Not was, is, and again, I don't know why we want to talk about the approach. Well, maybe, I don't know. I don't know why we want to talk about the approach to the update. But maybe this is where you do want to.
I'm not sure that really is.
What does that have to do with anything, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a statement that's in there, so leave it in there.
Well, then the question is, what the heck does this sentence say? The main element of this update is to review the recent trends and conditions to determine if and how any changes they might influence recommended policies and intended outcomes.
That's an incomplete sentence.
It doesn't say anything.
So what were you trying to say there, Dave?
I'm trying to find out where you're objecting.
First sentence under after approach to the update.
They might influence recommended policies and intended outcomes. How?
Maybe you meant if any changes occurred?
Changes might
how
influence.
How any changes might influence
might they
recommended
take the day
policies.
Yeah.
The they comes out of there.
Right.
Okay. You know, you always got to get the theirs out of there.
Okay, then it says, as described herein...
The main element. Element's not the right word. The main point, the main reason, the main...
Objective?
Objective.
First and main.
The main objective. And then we end this paragraph by saying...
I lost you again.
Very first sentence, the main element should be the main objective. As described herein, this plan should be regarded as the basis for subsequent public actions on all development proposals and a clear guide to private interests on the likely disposition of such actions. I went, really?
Where are you reading?
I bet that's exactly from the old plan.
I mean, really? That's a little bit, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
Is
that
it,
I want to be tied down to that.
It's a master plan.
Right. I think that's okay.
I think that's okay.
Okay.
Well,
I'm thinking
really,
of all the things
know,
that were in the last
you know,
one that didn't matter
I'm
at
not,
all.
I'm not quite sure in all of my years of experience that I've ever seen anyone really read the master plan before developing something.
As far as I'm concerned, the only time it matters is when we want to say it's in the master plan.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So when there's a problem, that's the only time.
But what this is doing, this statement is doing here is alerting those prospective developers to the fact that this is a guide. And it may influence how we decide
exactly
to do
right.
something.
Like last night, I even referenced it.
And not much is going to change.
Okay. All right, anybody else have anything
unless
on page
brilliant.
One?
Well, why don't we use guidelines instead of the basis? Regard it as a guide for
well,
subsequent.
See, the only reason I'm okay with that is if we need this in court.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mr. Law Director.
I have certainly seen master plans used in appropriation lawsuits as Exhibit A for the public purpose for taking private property.
So basis is a better
basis
word.
Basis would be a strong word. We would like that.
Basis. We have basis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else have anything on that page?
This gets back to whether it's a new plan or an update. I mean, that, I suspect that that statement, that paragraph remains unchanged from the earlier plan.
That's exactly right.
Now, whether it should have been changed or not, but, you know, a lot of the stuff I said, well, you know, it's been good for a couple of
I think viewed through the lens of protection and legal action, that's fine. Anyone else on that page? Next page. I took issue with the fact it says Orange Village is mostly a single-family residential bedroom community.
Where's that?
Below the map. How about
second paragraph?
Yeah. How about Orange Village is primarily?
That's fine.
Okay.
So does that substantially change anything at all?
It make I like it better.
Okay.
There you go.
I'm not sure that means anything differently. They just liked it better. Okay.
That's good enough, Jason.
Okay.
I think the third paragraph is really out of place.
The third paragraph is what?
Really out of place. And look, you know, we're talking, it's generalities that we're talking about at the beginning there, the regional perspective of, you know, who we are, where we're located, what type of community we are, and then skip to paragraph three, and then it talks about how big Orange is, and census, you know, figures, but in there, there's this thing about, you know, Pinecrest, basically.
Well, the third paragraph is talking about the other little small things, and then
are you on page
five? Is that a new paragraph where it says Pinecrest is?
No, it's not.
It's the same paragraph.
It's the same paragraph.
It's just like we're talking about it, kind of, and then I don't know. It just kind of gets specific to Pinecrest, which Pinecrest isn't the only thing. And I think if you look at what Orange is going to be in how many years, it's not just going to be a Pinecrest.
Well, mine starts with when the 2007.
It does. No,
okay.
No,
okay.
But it goes
down
on the other page.
Since 2007,
it rolls over to the
zoning of Pinecrest to 78.
I took this paragraph to be. We just said it's primarily a single-family residential community, and then we're talking about what our economic commerce base is.
Yeah, but then we're going through these. It seems weird to me that this was accomplished because the site was a site that was the single most attractive commercial development site. And it talks about the specifics of it, of, you know, it has to have, you know, initial retail occupancy of 65%. And it just seems very specific to Pinecrest when the rest of this stuff is more generalities of what is Orange Village. And
what were you thinking about including the 65%? Was that to support the fact that it's regional prominence?
You know what? We put more of the specifics in Pinecrest over on page 10. And
we can move that there.
And move that there.
The specifics.
Yep.
And just keep the generalities. On page 10. Yeah. But again,
you still want to include something about Pinecrest.
Well,
in there.
We will. But do we still have to talk about before and after the 2007 plan? Is that like some important milestone date?
That was the original plan.
No, that's not the original plan. It goes back to
the last
several generations before that.
Is it like important, like we will keep a copy of the 2007 plan as a bookmarker?
This gets back to, is this a plan starting from the beginning to now, or is it an update?
And so it's sort of like a supplement to it?
The update is kind of reflecting, which is what we said on the first page, is why we're doing this, because we want to make sure we stay up to date based on changes that have occurred since the last plan.
So you want to keep that mindset?
I think so, yeah.
It's not an update. It's a plan. This is the plan. The only plan that will exist after it's finished.
And
no one will go
approved
back
by council
to see what changed. It's the plan.
So well, I'm hearing two different
that
things.
The concept of update
that's right.
is meaningless because no one's going to go back to see what it was in 2007.
I think we have to resolve
this. And our council isn't going to say, well, but that was in 2007, but we updated it to this. The concept is, this is what it is.
Well, does this stand alone, or does this build upon the prior?
You can't say that, Ron, because you know the fact is that the, you know, this plan did not. This plan was developed after three generations of plan.
Wait a second.
It is the plan.
Wait, I want everybody to hear what Ben is saying. Here's the question: does this stand alone, or does this build upon and maintain the existence of the previous plan?
It can be whatever you want it to be. The policy can have a new plan that is what the current desires of the village is, and it can make reference to past practices and what you're planning going forward. So it's an existing plan, but there's nothing wrong with making reference to what was in the past. If you want to show a continued tradition adhering to certain policies or principles, then it's there. But if you want to show a deviation from what's been going on in the past, you can call it out through the reference to previous versions, or you can leave it as is, as standalone.
You know, I agree. You can go either way. I mean, part of this is you're right. This is the only document you look at. But the policy of the village has been to stay pretty much the same. So it seems to me you need to put the one change that occurred in some context that says, hey, yeah, it's been the same, but whether you refer to 2007 as the date of the old plan or you just refer in the last 10 years, it still is putting that change in context that it doesn't happen very often and it happened for very, very specific reasons. And don't get too hopeful the rest of the world. Not much else is going to change.
What are you going to do in a year when Chagrin Highlands is up? Is that an update, or is that?
We've already projected Chagrin Highlands. The problem in the 2007 plan, we had never even envisioned Pinecrest. So Chagrin Highlands is in here. It's in here with the expectation.
It was in the old one too.
It was in the old one.
It was in 2007. Right?
Yeah, a full development. So we have covered that. But in terms of how this is written, I mean, obviously, you've made it.
My concern is we've gotten this far with an update of the master plan dated March 2007.
Which is what we did in 2007. We updated it from the 1998 plan. And so.
But you could also make it a new plan and just in the introduction put a historical reference and kind of make some kind of. This is what has changed in, you know, since 2007, and, you know, and we're updating our plan, you know, based on, you know, a generality of what has changed in the area. And then you just have your new plan.
It's not a whole.
So instead of saying since 2007 everywhere, there could be just a generality.
Well, that's what I was just looking. I don't know if that happens too many other places.
Do we, you know, in the context of our
code. Everywhere else
our
it's 2000. And
when we replace a section of code, do we refer to it as an update?
Generally repeal the previous version.
Yeah. Wow. You repeal. This is repealing.
It does keep a history. It does keep a history.
Yeah, but so you keep a history. But you don't. It doesn't say updated code. It's the code.
It makes it sound like something mind-blowing happened in 2007 that we need to, like, keep sticking onto and just expand from.
But the last one referred back to the 95 was the same thing, you know?
And doesn't necessarily know it's right.
Oh, no, but I'm just saying is that you do keep, you
well,
keep referring
you keep
back.
In a book.
Well, of course you do, which is why I'm saying maybe.
I got an idea. Yeah. I think it's fine that says when the 2007 plan was completed, the entire economic base was just those few things. Then it can just say, instead of saying it's since 2007, how about saying in 2013, the voters approved.
You're on page 5?
We're on 6, actually.
I don't know what page you're on.
Oh, yeah, we're on page 5, right? The very last line. where it says...
We're all on different pages.
Yeah, this is always a problem.
2007, where it says on the very last line, since 2007. You want that to read how?
It's a, you know, it says, when the 2007 plan was completed, the economic base in Orange Village was limited to a few hotels, blah, 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 at the southern border of Orange Village. In 2013, the voters approved the rezoning of Pinecrest.
Right. No, however...
Leave your however.
Or you could say however in 2013.
Yeah, but there's no...
You don't need the however. Just say in 2013.
The voters approved the rezoning.
But, you know, in big picture, again, what does that change?
Nothing.
It makes it less dependent on a random date.
Well, and it does make 2007...
Satisfies everyone's points.
That's how I read it.
It makes what?
The 2007 is the benchmark plan from which
it just decouples
all of this
it from
has
historic.
Taken place. It made me think that the 2007 was the first plan. Clearly it's
plan
not
time.
Because you guys referenced all kinds of other dates prior to right. that, which I found very interesting, and I do not mind the 2007. I, you know, not having read a lot of these, only a few master plans for various cities, I found it really interesting that the dates allowed a real sort of juxtaposition from where we are to where we are
now. Yeah, I think you should have that, but I think that should be more at the beginning. You know, there, if you look throughout, it keeps going back to it. Zoning changes. Since the master plan of 2007, only one zoning map amendment has occurred. You know, this is all stuff I think that could be in the front. You know, this is the general change.
The preamble.
This master plan, and then here's, you know, this is what's changed in Orange Village, and here is our master plan.
Wow, if it were that easy, though. I mean, this whole thing is about what has changed. This 30-some pages is all about what has changed.
The courts, if we need it.
Yeah.
Why obfuscate with all these other things that are not what we're going to go to court on? Why do we embellish it?
Well, yeah, because it then suggests, well, why did you change it?
It's just, I mean, this one, land change, land use changes. Pinecrest is the only major change in existing or expected land use patterns since 1998. That
was the first master plan.
I know, it's kind of all over the place. I think when you are benchmarking, it's going to end up all over the place if you're doing that for every...
Well, in general, I took issue with some of these things for... like population, things like that. We're quoting things compared to 1990. Like, who cares? Who cares? It's old news.
The governor was doing it tonight in the state of the state.
He's talking about Beachmont Country Club, a potential for 400 dwelling units.
Like, well, that's important.
Yeah.
Because what if it ever closes down? We don't want to see that be an office park.
Okay,
right.
That's fair.
I mean, you really have two important properties, that and the wine crowd property.
Yeah.
In fact,
I would say if you boil it all down, that's what we're being
right
proactively protecting against.
Yeah.
And
all right, let's
huh? Well, that's why I get hung up a little bit about your comments about making this the great vision, and yet the simple notion that there are two pieces of property we're trying to set the framework to protect. So the
yeah, we're making it very hard to do this.
The two are a little bit in conflict. Of mm-hmm.
it, well, maybe that's appropriate to have that.
Well, that tension.
Then, yeah,
that's fine.
You know, there is an issue. But we want to be visionaries to the extent that we can. We don't want to be...
Maybe some of this will play out a little bit more as we go through it.
Yeah.
And we'll recap at
well,
the end.
But I do hear people saying completely two different things here.
We are.
And I hear... and I hear...
But I'll do it.
Let's see how it sort of transforms as we go through it. Maybe. Okay. The voters approved the rezoning of Pinecrest, a 70-acre mixed use. I'm not sure that's the right number.
I don't think it is.
I think the commercial portion is 58 and the residential is 24, so isn't that 82 altogether?
No, 78.
Total 78?
Yeah. But I thought it was closer to 80.
Oh, I thought I looked this up.
Well, wait, isn't the commercial 58 and the residential is 24?
I don't think so. I thought the commercial was 50.
50 and 22.
54 or something.
double check.
Yeah.
And
not
then
that you, that's changing the world either.
Okay, yeah. And then we're going to take out the path to take out to from the 2 weeks left for regional comments. Thanks, Roy. We'll move that to the more specific section.
Right. While you're moving that,
Lewis has a couple of comments on that. Do you want to address them now?
Yeah, sure.
So Scott has suggested that we strike the sentence be modified to read, to reflect the regional prominence of the site, the village be required that not less than 65% of the floor area be occupied for initial retail occupancy be occupied by tenants that are not within 20 miles of the site.
Okay, that's wordsmithing. We'll give that to him.
Cool.
Yeah.
Got it.
I would also add to that it's gross leasable floor area, not floor area. Because that floor area could be construed to include other
common areas.
Yeah.
It washes it down.
All right, the interchange at I-271 Harvard Road also provides direct access to the 600-acre. That's 630-acre. It says, in orange, approximately 78 acres remain available for development on the east side of I-271. And you say that this land continues to be positioned to become a major component of the future village stack space when developed. I think we should say something in there that their master plan has been approved. And what has been approved for? A 9-story hotel, 2 restaurant pads, and 400,000 square feet of office, Class A office space. So it's really a little bit further along than continues to be positioned. It's a lot further along.
Yeah. It's beyond positioning.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, it's standing
its own.
Yeah.
Okay, and everybody think it's interesting to know how the population increased from 1980 to 1990?
That was interesting to see.
I see that.
Okay, great.
Okay. It's boring, but okay. Perspective, right.
Okay. I have a lot of grammar changes here, but I won't bother you all with it.
Thank you.
It's not Alcaiapa, Abbott County. Okay. All right.
Hey, could I have a question on that?
Yeah.
From 80 to 90, the population increased by 18%, followed by another 15%. You know, from 90 to 2000, it says, well, the county's population has declined in each of the last 4 decades. Is this back in 2007, those 4 decades?
Well, it had to be 80 to 90, 90 to 2000, 2000 to 2010, and then this is the last decade. 4 decades since 80. Make sense?
Yep.
Okay, and then you... All right, and then, Dave, you say several communities... Are you done?
No, we're just kind of getting numbers as to where that population's increasing in 2017.
Well, we're in the 7 years of the last decade.
40.
I know, but we don't have even 2010. What's our population doing there?
It continues.
It's fine. It's just like random. Though. I just think it's.
It is. It's a lot of random information to fill up space. I'll give you some other community master plans.
Why do we mention Beechbrook? What does that have to do with?
Wait, we're not there yet. That's important. That's very important.
Why?
I'll tell you when we get there.
Okay.
I'm in the paragraph before first. But are we done with Brandon's comment on the...
I'm not sure we are.
We could have a graph showing... couldn't we add a line here showing oranges population graph?
This is weird because we have Exhibit 2 that shows population trends, and that goes all the way to 2016.
We have a chart.
But in the paragraph, in this chart...
Exhibit 2 has... We actually don't need Exhibit 1. Exhibit 2 shows both.
It's all historical stuff. It doesn't mean a thing.
One's for the visually acute.
It does. You need to know your population and your demographics to plan for a community.
But Exhibit 1 really doesn't serve a purpose.
Yeah, no, Exhibit 1 is superfluous.
Yeah. That's a baseline.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Exhibit 2 is fine. Exhibit 1 is unnecessary.
It's going to be in percentile of growth, not population.
I'd rather take this out because two of them on the same chart are not going to be a blip.
And it's low, and I'm hard of hearing.
Well, the other problem with it is if there is some inaccuracy, you have to coordinate them. And this has been updated. I'm not sure that this has altogether.
Okay, it's out.
I think it has.
The next paragraph, you say Solon and Woodmere, you say several communities around Orange Village continue to experience slower or negative rates of growth. Solon and Woodmere are the main exceptions, each increasing in population around 7% between 2000 and 2010. First of all, this is 2017. So what happened between 2000 and 2010 means nothing. Second of all, Woodmere has probably half the population it had 3 years ago because they tore down all those apartment buildings. So, old fact and wrong. What?
Yeah. Extra comma, yes.
We're not talking about commas.
Continues to decrease. Sorry.
Where's that extra comma? I missed it.
Just right under
second line on number 7.
Second line, left side.
All right, moving along. Moving along. Let's
okay. It's not on mine. I know.
You lucky dog. You have to look at two commas.
Oh. Let me see it on yours.
I think he's on the track.
Come on, Mayor. Moving
you're
along.
You're on the track changing.
Okay. All right. Now, this is why Beechbrook is important. The exception, it talks about the development patterns are pretty well set, except the potential redevelopment of the Beechbrook property. I don't know that you, why do you say being contemplated?
It's not a sure thing. We don't have any really formal information except the notion that they're thinking about it.
That's why you have potential in there, right?
Yeah, but yeah, why so, is, but that's not in Orange.
But it's next to us. It impacts us.
Okay.
And he's talking about adjacent, immediately
yeah, but we
adjacent.
Have no, we have no authority over it.
No, but
so.
We... I get as many phone calls about Beechbrook as I do about anything else.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do, but they're not necessarily about how the development's going over there.
Yes, it is.
Oh, is it?
Up in people Lambert, Land?
Oh, yeah.
Land? Oh, yeah. It is, in fact, including one just a few days ago. Actually,
tell them
the
master plan.
I'm going to be somewhere where the executive director of Beechbrook is in a couple of weeks. I'm going to ask her what the status of it is. But in addition to what's going to be developed in there ultimately and eventually, it's the road also that's right. being discussed to go up there. So I think what's happening there is very important to Orange Village.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think we need to say being contemplated. The exception could be the potential development.
Well, I would say something about the impact of redevelopment of the Beechbrook property, not so much the
And I put in the word for possible commercial purposes. And then in the next portion, you say, however, with the development of Pinecrest, the recent population trends in Orange could change. Do you mean with the development of the residential portion of Pinecrest?
Yes.
Okay.
That's going to wait to the next iteration of this.
Well, not just it's not just the residential.
You're also talking about the apartments.
It's the 100 in the commercial portion,
you know,
too.
I wish last night I had thought faster on my feet when the question was asked about security up there. I didn't think about the fact that they probably were thinking about Beechwood Place. I could have, and in fact, I went out there and I talked to the chief for a few minutes. I wish I had, because I could have thought of a few more things and also about the security with the apartments. I could have had a more complete answer, but I didn't think of it. Okay. Anything else from anyone else on that page?
Are we going to close off that little section there, make sure it's secure?
Close up which section?
Move it along.
Brian's just interjecting.
Yeah, but Anthony understood what he said.
That's unbelievable. That in and of itself.
I better get some rest.
Okay, you talked about, this is where there, you know, some thoughtfulness. What Orange is now? This is where I wanted you to add something about maybe what Orange could be. I don't know. We want to add in something about trying to be a community for all generations. I don't know what the hell this means. Orange has the charm of the past with conveniences of the future. Diverse levels of green spaces.
Cows and cars.
Uh-huh.
Cows and cars, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cute. Cows and cars, that's very cute. When I moved to Orange, there were still horses up and down the streets.
But
yeah,
but I mean,
we have community for life, and we can just
community
change
for all generations.
Community for all generations.
Yeah, well, whatever term we put it there, it's just...
Yeah, that's where I put it. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know what the second thing means. I liked the second one, the third one.
I had a question about this notion of entry-level housing. I'm not sure that we have a housing typology that's an entry-level house. We're at least, at secondary level. People who have, this isn't their first home for the most part. You know, Brandon notwithstanding. he's the entry level guy, everybody who's moved to Orange has come from a home elsewhere that they first owned, and then they've moved to Orange Village. If we want to be have an entry level housing, we need to think about it. We don't currently have anything that looks like that.
I don't think we want to be an entry level.
Are you referring to price point or demographic?
A little of both.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
if there
would be
I think that house.
Well, I think we are the entry level community to the Orange School District.
Well, that's a difference. That's a different entrance. That's not where people are. This is where they're starting their family in their home, buying, and then they're going to move on and up. Maybe they will. Maybe they're moving to Moreland Hills and Pepper Pike and Hunting Valley and whatnot. But I think that this is, I see us as being, this is a secondary level. That this is not a primary level house.
Because we're a family, we're not for all generations.
No.
Yeah, then are you a community for a lifetime?
Well,
not here.
No. What I think is we need to think about that. We need to have that potential that younger families, people who have grown up in the Orange schools, like Brandon, like some of his cohorts, and would like to live here, there isn't an opportunity.
There will be. There'll be apartments at Pinecrest.
No, there won't.
Why?
Sorry. Just if I can imagine. Anyways, sorry. It's a tangent.
No, referring to the ones above the retail.
Okay.
That are already there.
Then, yeah.
So.
Oh, I was talking about...
That's a different story.
Now, this gets back to the statement. How does changing this... either saying it or changing it affect the policies in the latter part of the plan.
Whether
the statement's in here or not, I mean, I guess that's part of why we did this, is this going to be relevant to any of the policies changing, any of the policies later?
Yeah,
this is what we are now.
And I'll get to it later in the game here, because I think that if that entry level exists, it is going to happen because people of our generation have a place to go to in Orange that they want to go to that will enable them to leave their homes and make it available to those people who would want to move in.
Judge, there is no reason why we have to have an entry level.
I'm not saying that.
Yes, you
yes,
are.
If we're going to be a community for all generations, we have to have...
We already do to an extent. There are plenty of homes in Orange that are still at a very low price point that somebody who's looking to go ahead and buy an entry-level home, if they want to do things to it and whatever, reno or not, I think those opportunities are available probably more. I mean, you have some of those, depending on who these people are. You know, you have to look at the demographics of the community. So who are your entry-level people? I mean, you don't have as many, you know... It's not as much blue collar. There's a little more white collar, and so.
Oh, we have plenty of blue collar too.
I'm not saying there's not, but I'm saying you have entry level for white collar as well, which sometimes it's different. And I think some of the developments, you know, can be considered starters for some people. Other, so, you know, it's more in like the whole, you know, on the main streets.
I agree that we have homes.
A little bit of everything.
I think we have homes in the heartland, not in the developments, that people can come and buy their first home.
And I think that was the discussion when we had it in December, when we were saying what Orange is. That was the entry level. And frankly, with some of the units in Pinecrest, at least the commercial portion, you're going to get entry-level housing there in the commercial portion.
And what do you consider, but
I mean entry-level to mean the young person before they're either married or they have a family. Isn't that entry-level?
Yeah, coming out of school.
First house, right.
Getting a place to live.
Yes, that's entry level. How I'm using it.
That's entry level. Then what university has?
But is that more rent? Are you?
Well, they are too.
Well, does rental consider entry level?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that? I mean, no. But it does.
Okay. Sure.
Because I think this is more of an entry level purchase kind of community.
Well, I think we have that too.
As to, you know, I don't think there's tons of entry level. Nothing.
There's none, but there will be.
Yeah, but are those in Pinecrest, like in the commercial portion, really going to be entry level? I thought the whole purpose of those.
Well, they're not going to be cheap. They're not going to be cheap.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't think those are going to be. I don't think that they're. You know, unless you're.
If we end up with entry level apartments there, we're going to have problems.
Yes,
but I think that there are plenty of places in Orange.
I don't think you will. I don't think the price point.
It'll be cheaper to buy a house.
It'll be a problem.
It'll be to rent at those apartments.
Guaranteed.
Huh?
I don't think they're going to.
But I'm telling you, Mark, if it happens.
Yeah. Well, if it happens, yeah, it's a huge problem.
I think we have homes that you can purchase as entry level.
But I don't think that. But I don't think that we would. I don't think we would characterize the community as an entry level housing. There is opportunity for entry level.
So why don't we just make this easy and just say, in some sort of fashion.
Okay, right.
Goes back to my
multiple level housing.
Orange welcomes everyone.
Multifamily, we're a welcoming community.
Remove entry level, put multiple level, huh?
Orange aims to be a community that welcomes all.
I would just say variety of housing typology.
Orange provides a variety of housing for
all stages of life.
For all stages of life, period.
It's a community for all generations.
Generations of life.
Yeah. Just keep getting back to it. That says it all.
Okay, that's the sign that we're going to have on the new.
Really?
Welcome to Orange Village.
A community for all generations. It's on the newsletter. We had to come up with something to put on a balloon one year. Therein was the origin
hot air balloon?
Of our... No, blow-up balloons.
Oh. Yeah, I think that makes sense to say it. Orange provides a variety of housing for all generations.
Okay, you like the last paragraph?
Well, no, I can't get past it. Orange has the charm of the past with conveniences of the future.
Is the past 2007?
1990.
Right, it's 2007.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, like put a period that. There. Put
okay,
a period
good.
There.
Well, good.
What the hell is diverse levels of green spaces? What is diverse level of green spaces? What does that mean?
Different kinds of green spaces.
How are there different kinds of green spaces?
You have this playground over here. You have open park areas. You have densely treed areas.
Part of the green space.
Part of
diverse types of green spaces?
Well, that too. Look at the playground. It's not really a green space, but it's pretty diverse because it's a little different.
I'm not sure how you have levels.
All right,
of green space.
Forget the word levels.
I think you just say
diverse types.
Green
yeah,
just say diverse
green space.
Space.
You know,
okay, then you go back to first.
Green space.
I love efficient government.
Singular,
that's great.
Singular. Diverse green space.
Yeah, we should change that.
Oh.
Taxes would be lower if it was efficiency.
Taxes haven't changed since 1982.
Move on.
2007.
And offers an exceptional quality.
2007.
That's right. Exact 2007. That's right.
Kathy said that.
The land
picking
use.
Picking it up.
Okay, good. All right, now, what's this? As Lawrence looks to the future and envisions retaining the essential land use parent care, find an equally important community focus care around which the community will rally.
The maple.
What are we rallying around?
Maple.
All the community.
We're having a bonfire and a football game.
How about
this
we end
after this? Guys said in December.
Oh, we were just brainstorming.
We were desperate. It was the holidays.
We never thought we'd see it in writing.
You've got to be careful what you say.
How about we stop at Gathering Place?
Yeah, in fact, I think I heard somebody say that.
You know what? I could tell Judd was doing most of the talking because that orange goes green is all over this.
No kidding. Well, that's important.
I think the orange will be a community with the highest level of sustainability is another paragraph. I don't think it's part of the same sentence. And that was Judd, Brandon. Entrances to the village will be welcoming. That's a new paragraph.
Which kind of sustainability?
Huh?
Can you mention sustainability?
And entrances is another a separate paragraph, too. Yeah.
But so let me ask you. The paragraph is called Reflections, What Orange Is Now, and then Orange will be a community, and entrances to the village will be a community.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah, good point.
And if you actually go further on, it says what Orange has been doing. Right?
How does that happen to come after existing land use?
Well, why can't we put those in the present?
Present tense?
Is a community with the highest level.
Yeah, that's what I
entrances to the village are welcoming.
Mm-hmm. They could be more welcome.
Then
because we all take turns standing there and waving as people drive.
Oh, Ron's the welcome wagon.
So here we would say Orange is a community with
high levels of sustainability.
With the highest level of sustainability.
Landscaping enhancements on.
And
I don't know that.
I don't know. I would say the highest level. I would say that we have
high level.
With highest. That's always an invitation for a lawsuit.
A high level of sustainability and landscape. It should be landscape if you're going to put that in there.
My lawyers always do. Don't put
landscape.
You just raise the bar on yourself.
But why do we say private property? We can't control private property.
Well, you're making a statement
we
about
are.
What it's
we,
like.
We,
oh, okay.
Well, we are. We do
we
influence the
along.
Private
right.
property.
Okay. All right.
That's what this, what happens at this table.
That's right.
Okay.
Architectural Review Board certainly does.
I know. If you're going to do that landscaping stuff, by the way, you better do it before Dave retires.
No,
well, let's get through
people.
This. Let's get through this.
Okay.
This document.
I'm done with this page. Reflections. Anybody else have any other reflections?
Just look at my forehead.
Okay. And then are we supposed to go to existing land use? Is that the next step?
Well, that, I mean, you understand that doesn't quite fit to me. I mean, why don't you go the next section, section 5, which what Orange has been doing? Shouldn't that actually be next?
That would make sense.
Yeah. Reorder it.
Word in front.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah, insofar as this is almost part of the, you know, secondary the demographic information.
What do you think, Dave? Or is what Orange is now, is existing land use part of what Orange is now?
Because it's existing.
Mm-hmm.
We have existing functions, and now we have existing land.
I don't think it matters.
Okay. So the land uses are there, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to move 5? What are
No, you know what? You can leave it.
Okay. I don't know how you right and left hand justify, but all those crazy spaces between everything.
Okay. We can fix that. Move on.
What crazy spaces?
You can fix it?
No, it's here.
That's the exhibit line. That's where you have these blank spaces so that that's where then...
Okay, under commercial and retail uses, I don't understand the sentence, this area is changing with Pinecrest.
Where are we? What paragraph?
It says commercial and retail uses.
Along Orange Place in the north, but this area. Concentration.
Well, we already talked about what was, so. Okay, and then again, check the 50 acres, because I'm not sure that's right. And then it's not 350,000 square feet. You have to double-check the plans you got. I think it's something like 400-something
yeah, 400,
thousand
yeah, it's
square
400,
feet. It's not 100 dwelling units. I think it's 89.
Well, I think where you were going with this, Dave, originally in the previous iteration, you were looking at the total residential, including Part 5.
Yeah, and then I put it in a separate statement.
Yeah.
I took it out
in this
said,
in this last
it's
iteration.
Uncertain.
All right, so it should be changed.
Yeah.
All those numbers should be changed.
Well, they just need to be coordinated
accurate.
For
they need to be accurate.
Why do you have 300? I don't have that here.
No, it was taken out. It was changed.
It was changed.
I have 100.
Well, I have. This is a different version.
Why are you working on it?
Because I did my comments on an old. Because I had piles of them, and I just took one.
That's the problem with doing everything too soon.
Yeah, because we got this originally. He's probably looking at the December version.
All right, then under institutional uses.
Well, he's looking at a track changes one. You're looking at.
Right. No, which date are you looking at?
We are all looking. February, can we move them?
Mine's
on,
February 16th.
All right, I'm
really
looking at March
30th.
Yeah.
Brian, stop the running commentary on everybody. My March 30th. Yeah, where do you want to go back?
Initially, it's small areas. It's kind of.
Where are you?
Just the paragraph above institutional uses.
Oh, we didn't go past that because that's not right. There's not five houses of worship. There's
what? No. Go ahead.
I'm with you.
It just seems kind of insulting to those places that, you know, additionally in small areas, you know, they're rather limited commercial offerings, which they're not. I mean, you have a restaurant.
So make it sound nicer.
So take off yet small.
Make it sound nicer, Dave.
I just don't know. I mean, is there a discussion of this?
I would just say additional retail.
The uses could always change. The zoning won't change.
Can we just move that to the commercial and retail uses and where it says, you know, at the beginning, the curb area in Boulevard or
and Brainerd to Miles.
As well as in, you know, Brainerd to Miles.
Yes.
And then just get rid of that.
Yeah, it makes sense. That gets all married together.
Anyone else in that section?
But then after that, not make a big deal about mentioning the development context in this detail?
Well, this is the section where he was going to move the part about the 65% and the regional.
Right, right.
Importance.
So I think I'll make it at the end of that after we make the general statement.
Okay.
Now,
so that 400 dwelling units in private open space, is that an accurate?
That's gone. That's not. Wait. Hold on. You're skipping.
What 400 units?
Are you down to private open space?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
Okay. Under institutional uses.
You're skipping ahead, Brian.
We don't have five houses of worship. We now also have the Christian Chinese Church on Emory Road.
But we have to pull out St. Margaret's.
Yeah,
and
Margaret's
pull out St. Margaret of Hungry Church.
Gee, I made note of that.
But what's Mount Moriah at Pike and Lander? Or was it St. Margaret of Hungry Church / Mount Moriah one thing?
Yes.
Okay, so that comes out, that whole thing. So we have Bethlehem Baptist, Christian Chinese Church, North Solon Baptist Church, New Song, and Temple Emmanuel.
Is New Song still in
business? Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right over there on Lander?
Right
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. They're there.
Sundays. And whenever Lisa Perry has a party.
So it's still five. It's still five.
I guess so, yeah. Is that right? There's no other ones? Okay.
I don't know, unless somebody's operating one in their basement.
We have three group homes. Okay. All right. Public and community uses consist of a 64-acre site on Lander Road, which includes the Orangeville Fire Department, Police Department, Community Park, and the Service Department. It's not located on a separate parcel on Lander Road anymore. It's right there where the Margaret of St. Margaret of Hungary Church used to be. Anybody else catch that?
Yep.
then why'd you skip over it to go to private open space?
Because he had something to talk about there.
Okay.
It's the adjacent service department. It's not part of the 64 acres, is it?
It is.
Yeah, it's part of the same.
Okay.
It's all right there.
You didn't include also the...
I can't remember.
The amphitheater, too.
I'll have to ask Bob Zugin how many acres we have.
Do you want to include in this the amphitheater in that facility?
You could also say community amphitheater there, too. An outdoor community amphitheater as part of the public and community uses.
Baseball fields?
Playground, dog
park.
Well, then do you, like, if you start naming someone, don't you have to go?
I don't care.
Well, I think it's important to make mention of it because I think it's something that and our community center that we have over here, we need to make use of.
I don't know. I'm trying to rent it out.
Yeah, I'm renting it out.
Nope. Nobody wants to let residents use it for parties because it's got carpeting and we have to hire somebody to open it. I'm offering it to an agency to rent it out. I mean, council would have to approve, so.
Well, I already made a deal with Bob Zugin for it.
That's fine. At least it won't be signed right away when your party.
July.
An approval of council.
All right, private open.
So help me.
Okay, so what's the question? 400 units is if there's 4 units per unit and there's 100 acres. Because he's slopping off some of the 167 to let the front of it face Chagrin as office use.
Who would be doing that?
This comes from the old master plan where we said if Beachmont ever folded, which I hope it doesn't, if it ever folded, what would the village envision and like to protect seeing there? We don't want the whole thing to go commercial.
Right.
We'd like to see the front portion with a deeper frontage become commercial and have offices and lots of good tax revenue, and then the rest of it, just to the north of Orangewood, be residential.
But it's actually zoned U1, and I think I understand what you're saying. You're just saying potentially
go into an Orangewood type development.
Going into an Orangewood development.
Yeah, you're not going to get 1.5 acres there.
Right. So that's what you're.
That's what this is saying.
Yeah.
It would be Orangewood 3, basically.
Yeah. So what's the question, Brian?
No, because I understand now.
Okay.
But I didn't make that. Is, you know, what I was thinking is U1.
Yeah, he was. I wasn't doing that math.
No, I would say U1A, except that we have the Silberman Amendment on the books, which you can't have any more U1As, which maybe in the next charter review we take that out.
Why would we talk about industrial uses?
Just to say that we don't have any.
Okay.
This is in the old plan.
The go to court.
At one time there was an industrial use.
That is the first time I got active in the early 80s when they were talking about it on Miles Road and I came to council meetings because I did not want that to be industrial.
Yeah, and it was. There was actually.
Where?
And I was the secretary for the Citizens for a Better Orange.
So it was there at one time.
So that's the story.
And we got rid of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Now here we have with the comparison to 2007 of the zoning changes.
Okay, that's fine. It's not all over.
All right, I don't have anything else on that section.
Anybody else on this page, section, area? I just changed the word under industrial uses. Not to provide a high-quality residential environment, but to maintain a high-quality residential environment.
Yes. That's good.
Okay. What Orange has been doing over the last several years, I would take out the word since the 2007 plan update was completed. So over the last several years, Orange Village has continued to embrace a broad spectrum of initiatives to enhance the quality of life for residences and businesses alike, operate the government more efficiently without diminishing services, and being responsive not response, and being responsive to unanticipated issues that need to be addressed from time to time. For example, orange goes green is the first one right up there on top.
How is that a being responsive to an unanticipated issue?
Maybe it's operating the government more efficiently. Maybe it's embracing a broad spectrum of initiatives to enhance the quality of life.
Don't think of it. Works.
Where did you get the words unexpected?
Unanticipated.
Unanticipated. Unanticipated. Oh, unanticipated.
Fourth line.
Yeah.
As part of the...
It should be like that we're being responsive to certain unanticipated issues, and then it sounds like it should list unanticipated issues, but...
How can you list unanticipated issues?
Well, I thought that this
that's
was...
What this that's is doing, because it says, for example, dot, dot, dot.
Well, no, but it's also listing things that enhance the quality of life for residents and businesses.
I think Brandon's point is that statement doesn't... One of these is not like the others.
Not unanticipated.
There you go.
Why don't we just say responsive to issues...
That need to be addressed from time to time.
That need to be addressed from time to time.
There you go.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's
is this what they call creating or drafting something by committee?
I don't think for example is the right terminology there.
Included some of these
include?
Include
but not limited to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What did you say?
Included but not limited to.
Okay.
That's one of our favorite architect lines.
Be careful. You think you should have more of a sentence, because otherwise then it sounds like it is coming off that last part, which is, again, the unanticipated.
No, we changed
it. Why is it just coming off of that? Why isn't one of the many that are listed?
I know, but that's why you have to put like a whole sentence. Some of these consist of...
Well, what if it was bullet points? Oranges continue to embrace a broad spectrum of initiatives too. Bullet
yes,
point.
Yes, that fine. Just don't write it.
We just don't have
for
to
example,
say for
don't
example.
Write, don't write, for example, you don't have to write such as...
Issues that need to be addressed from time to time, period, or colon?
Right. And then just...
Colon or period?
You can have a colonoscopy.
Period.
Okay, and then I'm not sure why, as part of the Orange Goes Green certification program manual the village has, we didn't do those next three things because of the Orange Goes Green.
No, they were separate.
I mean, the Orange Goes Green could just be another one like those three things. In other words, those could be four equally mentioned things.
Well, what's strange when you look at this thing is you've got the bullet point that says the Orange Goes Green certification program, and then another bullet point that says this initiative also advocates for low impact design. Isn't that sort of subordinate?
Yeah, there shouldn't be a bullet under that.
It shouldn't be
there's
a bullet.
No bullet out to the paragraph, but. But you're saying those
these should be equal. They should be equal.
Yeah, this whole thing.
This one
could be
a further explanation of the first one.
That goes up.
Yeah, this needs to.
Oh, just don't even say also. This initiative advocates low impact design to reduce environmental impacts. And the village is currently in the process of developing comprehensive landscape regulations. You know what I wrote next to that? Ha ha.
Can I add 2 cents in there? Why are we doing this now instead of after Pinecrest is built? And a lot of this, if you look throughout, it says, I'm serious though, look, it says the Pinecrest development when completed, and you know, we have a couple big projects that are going on now, which I think could...
We know enough about them that we could reference them, but where do you see when completed?
I'm just looking on the next page. I'm just kind of... It says it everywhere.
Oh, you skipped ahead. You can't do that.
No, I'm just saying...
We can take out the words when completed. No,
but a lot of this is... Do you know,
I did.
Lot of this is...
I did.
I think we know enough about it that we can write this as if it's there. I don't know why we have to wait till it's open. And I don't know what, I don't know
what's going to change once it's open either.
Well, then we'd never write one because that's something that always changes.
What is this statement?
Yeah, what does the next statement mean?
Yeah, what does this next statement mean? I just put a big question mark there. To be more financially efficient, the village has developed a collaborative program with two and a
half. So what is
it? I wrote ha and then huh. Yeah, I have no idea what that means.
Okay, well, that's why I left it blank, because it was there because somebody had mentioned that there had been these things, and I didn't know what they were, but we can take it out.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
We need to fill
in.
What that is.
To be more financially efficient, the village has developed a collaborative program with our taxpayers.
Get it out of there.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Oh, you know what it means?
I'll bite.
With neighboring communities to share equipment.
Yeah.
Oh. We've bought something with Moreland Hills and we're about to go to council with another piece.
Do we want
to
say that? Do we want to include that sentence?
No, it's not. I don't care. Do you guys want to say it? It's like such a nothing.
But I'm not sure is that a planning? I guess it is.
Politically, it's a really big deal. It's like brag away. To me, it's such a nothing. It's a political bragging point.
Okay. You don't need to do that.
Okay.
Take it out.
Sure. I love the stuff about the community. But I think what we should add in there about the survey is we need to put in there with a statistical reliability.
This whole thing isn't, well, in here it's a bullet point. I don't think it's a bullet point. I think this is this community survey was done is ought to be out to here.
Gotcha.
Its own thing. We got to look it up, and it's in the survey if you look that up, or we can get for you. Just, you say it's with 37% of all households responding, and right in there we need to say representing a blank, I think it was like 95% plus or minus statistical reliability.
And then the next bullet point, Planning and Zoning Commission, to my knowledge, did not list current opportunities.
What?
Where are you reading?
After the next paragraph.
Not there yet. First of all, your last bullet point about the survey, you said 82% are in favor of new trails. I think the number was 87%. We have to confirm that.
And shouldn't it be
recreational trails?
Installation of recreational trails, because it's not...
Yes, I wrote that down.
Installation of recreational trails.
Right. But I think that number was, it was either 87 or 89. So if Karen can make a note to remember to find, get that, Anna can get that number. I just had her get it for me.
And obviously it would be nice to get the right numbers and all those things that they're.
Well, I'm
assuming
the problem. They are.
That's the problem with numbers is that they're very
getting
wrong.
I assume these are right, but we could have, you could take this piece and let have Anna confirm
this. Somebody currently uses those numbers a lot.
All right, so the next paragraph is planning and zoning.
To guide this plan update process, Planning and Zoning Commission lists current opportunities and challenges facing the village. Now, what are your comment? You don't want to have credit for that?
We did that?
We did.
We did that?
Yeah.
We did.
Where are you guys?
The last 12. Paragraph on 12.
So are you saying we did that at a meeting here? Where is this document?
We did. We sat around this table and did it.
So you're saying at the last meeting.
No.
2007.
This is November. Okay.
Don't you remember?
Yes.
No, a few months ago.
This is in November or December when we had that brainstorming.
It's hard to remember.
And
that
Judd
time
gave
in
us
December.
All those planning documents, and you know,
fine.
If you
fine.
Were an
I
alien,
you were
if you
about,
were an alien.
I thought you were talking about a document that was actually printed.
No.
This is what was printed as a result of that.
Very good.
Okay. I would say the Pinecrest development, take out the words when completed, will convey to others from outside the village why Orange is and remains a desirable place to live. I would just
say
a desirable place
I don't know,
to live.
Yeah. It may remain.
The recreational trail plan, made possible through an assessment on the Pinecrest development, will connect Orange.
But going back, why is the Pinecrest development completed will convey to others? How is that a opportunity or challenge facing the village?
It's an opportunity.
It's an opportunity.
It's going to bring people in. It's going to put a positive identity on Orange. it's going to be an attractive asset.
Where are you getting that it's a challenge?
It is a challenge.
Because this says current opportunities.
I just think this is. I think the whole thing reads kind of weird. The whole.
It reads what?
Weird. Not
weird, the whole plan. Seriously. It does.
Did you ever read the 2007 one?
Yeah,
maybe we can do a graphic novel.
Does that read weird to you, too?
Yes.
Let me give you the Beechwood one, too.
That could be another conversation if you want. But it's very hypothetical, but not in the way that I think the master plan should be. It's not setting off our vision or anything like that. It's just...
Well, I don't think that this part of it is there. That's where I think there's you got to get to.
Continue.
I think this was meant to list the things we need to be cognizant of and thinking about.
This is the assets and the opportunities
and how they might
influence other decisions.
Influence the vision.
This is one I don't get.
But isn't that then going back to like what you have in the intro paragraphs of like why we're making a vision here, and here's some things that we came up with
well,
to help define our
it.
Vision.
Right.
So shouldn't this all be in an intro?
But you understand, we sat around a table and we BS'd for an hour and a half.
I was here for that.
Yeah. Were you okay?
Yeah, he wanted to, in fact, from... Right. Attractive entrances,
right.
And more landscaping,
right.
And things that can bring.
So that's all this thing came from is just
that.
Well, but you start off, you have to build the foundation in the case, what's here and why, and then you go from there to where you want to go. You can't start from where you want to go other than sort of thinking about it, thinking lofty thoughts. That's what we want to accomplish, and you have to establish the basis for that, those decisions that are going to take you there. So as we move along, we'll talk a little, I think.
It's a current statement of our thinking. And, I mean, to some degree, you have to read this as though you're not familiar with Orange Village and you want to learn more about it. You want to understand, you know, where it's been to know sort of where it's going.
So was the thing you didn't understand? Somebody didn't understand? What?
Okay.
And then about the recreational trail thing, I'd like to say, not say without the need for traditional sidewalks, because it wasn't like this was a choice between recreational trail and traditional sidewalks. I'd like to say this is, instead of having nothing, you know, I'd like it to reference the fact that this is...
Why don't you just say it's provide neighborhood connections, period.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's doing. You
right.
don't have to talk
right.
about
right.
it editorially.
You don't have to equivocate on that.
Right. Okay. Okay. I don't understand this one. This must have come from Judd.
No.
The village will continue to explore ways to further reduce the carbon footprint.
Oh, that was from... Yeah, definitely. Where was that?
Who's thinking about ways to reduce the carbon footprint?
We who are developing the landscape, the non-existent landscape plan.
Huh?
The non-existent.
That's the green initiative. That's what he was talking about. That's the green initiative.
Because of Pinecrest.
Well, how are we going to do that? How is that even in our ability?
Well, that was
that's the trees.
We do have a no idling policy.
We're actually making it worse by having more like industry.
Right,
yeah.
Can encourage.
Let's build a million square feet, and they have all these cars.
I'm not sure that the village of these explorers have really reduced the carbon in response.
I think
I would take out the Pinecrest piece of it. I would take and just say that the attitude is, you know, we're doing things in the village. We started off with recycling. And then we migrated to developing the Orange Goes Green. And then we moved further to developing the photovoltaic legislation. And who knows what could be next that we
but
could
But this is the village
in
will.
In Pinecrest, we've made permeable...
Promoted permeable pavements and
We have a rainforest garden. We have permeable driveway over there. Is that what we're doing to reduce carbon footprint?
Well, but you really do not want to, in this paragraph, Pinecrest and Shrine
Islands. Well, we're taking that out.
Why don't we just say
completely
that
opposite of what we're doing.
Orange has the goal of being as green a community as possible or something like that.
Orange goes green.
That's right.
Okay, Orange just, continues to look for ways to,
why not, why
to further reduce the carbon footprint.
Okay,
period.
I maybe didn't understand
right,
the carbon footprint.
Right, exactly, and don't list out all the commercial ventures.
Well, yeah, that are going.
She wanted it as an opportunity rather than saying we'll continue to explore ways to further reduce the carbon footprint, period.
Okay.
Yeah, just play with the wording on that.
Now, when you say Orange will consider offering a home resource program, we already do. What is the name of that place? We pay $900 a year for homes that are 50 years old. They
okay.
come to your house.
So, but change it to we're doing it.
Orange?
We provide a service. We pay for, what's it called?
Homestead.
Yeah.
What's called? Heritage Homes.
Heritage Homes.
That's it.
What?
Well, that's our home resource program.
Yeah, it,
well, and also our building department. He's a good home resource. He talks to residents all the
moment,
time.
For instead the of moment. Saying,
well, our next guy will be too.
Can we call it Heritage Home? Can
no,
we
because it's such a nothing thing.
Yeah, but rather than saying home resource in quotes, since
yeah, because then somebody might look
now.
This up and say,
well,
what is it?
The other thing that Dave points out is if we're already doing it,
take it up.
It should be taken out.
Or put it in the community facilities explanation. Of what the
well, in general, we all, everyone at the village tries to be very resident, customer friendly, and help in everything to make their lives happier.
Take it out?
Yeah, because
I... Well, I think this was trying to focus on the...
Here's the hot.
Keeping the housing stock up to date.
Yes.
Mayor.
What?
This is focused on keeping the housing stock up to date.
Yeah, well, I don't think we have anything. Okay, well, then we should say to continue to improve and work at home
well,
maintenance
I think
in
that
the village.
This, I think this goes under this challenges subtitle.
Okay, yes, that's a challenge.
You know, and I noted, consider mechanism to assure maintenance of vacant properties
yes,
and homes.
Yes, yes. That's correct. Okay, I didn't realize these are the opportunities.
Yeah. These are opportunities.
Okay,
these
are
challenges.
Challenges. Okay. Yes.
That's underlined. Current
yeah.
challenge.
So read it again so we can...
What I said was consider mechanisms to assure maintenance of vacant properties.
Which is better than continuing a maintenance program. And on the first one where it says manage the, not the additional traffic volumes, and how about manage the anticipated traffic volumes?
Well, then, just, why would you say additional? Just manage traffic volumes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, everything's additional.
Right. Oh, manage the traffic.
Why do we put the conversations maybe not too bad things to do?
Well, he's using that as a traffic calming. This might be the time to put in more traffic calming.
So the one from the last opportunity coming down as a challenge is that replacing...
The village will continue to explore ways to further reduce carbon footprint.
Yeah, is that...
No. That stays up.
That's
it's the one.
That stays
the orange will consider offering a home resource
that
program.
That comes out.
That would.
No, that
would,
gets changed.
That gets changed and moved down here.
Mm-hmm.
That just comes out of this upper section.
But does it replace this or is it?
It's new.
No. It's a new thing.
It's still the continuing a maintenance program stays.
No, it gets
no.
reworded.
It gets reworded.
Okay.
Consider to assure me. Oh, yeah.
Consider mechanism to maintain vacant properties.
Maintain
right.
vacant properties and
yeah.
homes.
No, not just vacant properties. All properties.
All properties.
Not
all
to, yeah, not
all
just
properties.
Vacant.
All properties.
Two vacant properties?
Well, that's the homage to Francis.
Okay. I have no comments on demographic trends, except I'm not sure why we talk about 1970.
Can we get rid of this if the revenue remains flat?
We did not get rid of it. That's always a challenge.
I know, but do we want to say that revenue remains flat? Development contrast, that's a significantly aggressive challenge. Well, they already are, to an extent. We did get 500 not too long ago. I don't think we can necessarily say that as much.
Does he know about the other thing?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know about what?
The 270,000 hit.
I hear things.
So on the last line.
I assume you did.
The last line, it says adopting the landscape regulations. I'm thinking that should maybe say developing the landscape.
She said it last night at the orange
regulations.
Feedback on that to change it to orange goes green instead of orange go green.
Mm. Mm. Good catch.
Mm-hmm. It could be
orange go green.
All right, I'm still
go green.
On St. Patty's.
You and I can.
The last one under opportunities is changed to consider mechanisms to ensure occupancy of all properties. That is coming down in the challenge, and the maintenance program for both residential and commercial properties
is out.
Stays?
Out.
Out.
That's
out.
Out.
So that's the same thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
We don't have so many challenges.
Okay, demographic trends. Anybody have some good stuff there?
Well, the only thing I have is a grammatical thing he can pick up when he reads my thing.
Do we want to, like, similar to what we did previously, do we really need to have the graphic chart? If we're going to
Oh, that could have been next to the Exhibit 1. No, that's fine. I love the graph. I like that one.
But when you have the...
You can't have this one with the county one because the numbers are so
different X and
different.
Y axis, yeah.
Yeah, you just can't put it on the same one.
Okay.
And you should say it's the same as 2015.
Well, the problem is we get the county statistics for 16. We only have the municipal statistics through 15.
No, I understand, but okay. I don't think it's grammatically correct if you're saying remains the same.
Oh, I see.
In 2015, it's running that it remained the same through
2015. I see. I got it. Yeah. Remained.
We should also not call it the current population. We should just say
the population in 2015.
Yes. As of.
Are we making progress?
All right. So are we going to? Everybody okay with the housing things too? Right. Mayor, you got changes there?
Oh, the housing thing? No, I got changes there, significant ones. Okay, so, housing. You said Orange Village is approaching full single-family build-out. And more active single-family housing development is now occurring in communities with more vacant land. And I just wrote, not true. We've got 150 homes being built in Lakes of Orange.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 85 acres at Weintraub. We are totally not approaching full single-family build-out. When you think about Lakes of Orange having 150 homes to go, Weintraub could have 400. Pinecrest Residential could have 400.
No. Well,
we're not even close to being approaching. What are you laughing about over there?
I was using
just the number, Brandon.
I'm sorry, Dave. What did you say?
Well, it's definitely 300.
Lakes of Orange is really the only one true single family in the traditional large lot vein. If we're talking about,
it's not large lot.
Well, larger lot. Lower, it's not 4 units an acre. I don't know. Gross?
Yeah,
No, not gross.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Because it's being built cluster, but it's got lots and lots of land.
I can change. I'm okay with this.
I don't think we're not full single family build out.
Yeah. Okay.
And you say it's now occurring in communities with more vacant land.
Take it.
I don't even
take
know.
It out.
who that would be.
Well, the last plan Twinsburg. Said farther to the east, and then I was having trouble figuring out what those were, too. But obviously, it's still occurring.
I mean, Pepper Pike, they're shoehorning them in.
Right. So it's farther out.
Yeah.
Take it out.
Yeah. All right, and then you say in 2000, more than 90% of the units in Orange were owner-occupied, and approximately 5% of the housing units were vacant. Where did you get that?
Census. Let's take that. But now it's
that would
down.
Mean 50 homes were vacant.
Now the vacancy rate's down to 3.5, so it's a good sign based on the 2014 estimates.
That would mean about 40 homes are vacant.
I had a call yesterday from a realtor.
Well, remember, this is at any one time. That's always the case. That's not a startling number because when you go
I mean, it could be vacant for a week.
At the time that somebody was reporting this information based on statistical sampling, that's what it comes out to. It's not a startling number when it's that low.
Okay.
I had a call the other day from a realtor looking for a home to in Orangewood. There are no homes.
Oh, the inventory in Orange is very low.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I wonder.
So
said,
I offered Herb's house.
I mean, again, you know.
He passed around his petition last night. But I don't know if he took the 2-year or the 4-year. All right, now you say the 2000 median home value in Orange Village was 264.4. Can't we get the 2010 or 2015? I mean, they're in Cleveland Magazine, the median value homes. I mean, why do we care about 2000 and 1990? Can't we get a more current value?
Let me see.
Yeah, that information's out there.
I mean, I know that after the last triennial, we had the highest increase of any community in Cuyahoga County. I just think we need more current info.
Figure that 13% out. They had to know the starting number and the ending number.
Hmm.
Yeah, I thought I.
If they reported there was a 13% increase.
Oh yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. And it was more. And it was a more current year. And I think I have a copy of that here too.
Yeah,
again, new home construction occurred, huh?
That should be updated.
Yeah. Okay. Development capacity, let's see.
Now, where did you get 832 units, yes?
Well, there's an exhibit that calculates it. But before we get to it, you say property zoned S1 on Miles Road, 20 acres. What vacant land is that?
We've had this in the other one. There were two slivers of land either side of their 10-acre parcels each.
Well, there's a 7-acre parcel on Miles Road that was donated to the village that is deed restricted. It will not be developed.
All right.
And I can't visualize what. Let me look at the zoning map. Where the other?
These are two of them. Oh, this is I'm using the map on 19.
Is it radio?
This one.
Romano's.
That's Romano's land, isn't it?
Radio Moore's.
He did. He donated it to the village in exchange for a little higher density on Lakes of Orange. And then we deed restricted it, and it can only be used for green space or municipal purposes.
Yeah, there's the two.
It can't be developed.
There's the two slots.
No, the other slot
right
is
here.
Romano.
Yeah.
Wait, this one is what we own. That's 7 acres.
Yeah. The other one's Romano's, right?
I don't know. There's two lines. There's
two parcels right there between.
Well, it goes. It's very narrow. I don't think any development.
Very
I mean,
narrow.
Again, it'd be a single
what about
load.
What's next to Romano?
What's next to Romano?
That's the house that Dan used to live in.
Yeah.
See, that's owned by Miles.
That was the piece of land that Randy Curtis took and.
I thought that was Randy's.
Yeah.
Is that the land?
Yeah.
No, that's the house is owned by.
He traded for density.
It's owned by, what's his name, that owns Miles Market.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Kajemi.
Yeah. Frank Kajemi. He owns that. But I don't think it's 10 acres.
Well, anyway, we have to check that.
That's obviously.
Well, it sounds like if this 20 is wrong, because if somebody, if there was a trade-off of, say, 10 of those and part of it went to
the village.
The village, and then, well.
It won't be developed, and I don't know about another 10-acre right, parcel right. Over there.
Well, again, this was.
Another note for me to look into that, what that is. I was going to give him this, so for me to write a note on it, I won't have it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Right here. Right there. I'll look into that tomorrow.
So, and again, I think these numbers that I'm seeing here, I mean,
which thing are you looking
at? Well, I'm just in this little paragraph here. The development capacity.
Oh, okay.
Right? These numbers that we're looking at here, I mean, I know that we're trying to not get to that 5,000 mark.
We're not trying. We're going where the numbers take us. We're not forcing the numbers anywhere. There's no reason to be afraid of the 5,000.
I agree with you. Okay. But to me, that looks like
don't
we
be afraid
are.
Of the future.
Well, we shouldn't be afraid of the 5,000.
Right.
What is the number that takes us out of being a village?
5,000.
As soon as you hit 5,000 in a census, you become a city. And when you become a city, there's a few things that change. A few things.
We should be a little scared.
What?
So I think we should be a little scared of that number.
Why?
I don't know.
Moving along.
I think that's a big change in character of the city.
Well, I think being a village might have a panache and a, you know, might feel more quaint, but I don't think being a city is something we should be afraid of.
Puts us up there with the big boys.
I don't know that it's good or bad or one way or the other, but I think if we really
what are the impacts of that? The real impacts.
I think there are.
Okay. You're subject to the CERB, but we already have a union that we voluntarily imposed upon ourselves. And it means that when you have a state road, which is Chagrin Boulevard, that if you're a city, you have to pay for your own portion of the state road, and when you're a village, ODOT pays for it.
That's the big thing.
Those are the two big ones.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think it's a big deal.
Taxes change?
What?
Taxes
change? No.
No.
Change all your signs.
What?
Change all the signs.
We'll be the city of Orange Village.
I know.
The city of Orange Village.
Oh, I like that.
It's where the charter sits.
We're a very long way. But I do think, these numbers don't show it here, but I think that if Weintraub gets developed at 320 units, if the residential portion of Pinecrest gets developed at 300 units, which will probably be more, if the apartments get filled, we're going to be there. We'll be there.
But I mean, just that paragraph right there that we're looking
tomorrow.
At.
Yeah,
I mean, we might be looking at the 2030 census. Sir.
Well, you look at the use the table, but then we can go back and adjust the paragraph.
All right, they can parcel at Harvard and Chagrin Highlands. Don't you want to call that the Weintraub property?
We didn't. Every time we wanted to do it, everybody said, don't call it by its name. I don't know why, but we resisted that.
Okay.
Temptation.
Pinecrest, okay.
I think if you're in the census, it's really schools for people who don't know where the village, I don't think they're going to know what the Weintraub property is.
Right.
Okay.
It gives it a cachet.
Are they going to
know
what the Spring Highlands
is it entitled to?
Lakes of Orange. S1 zone land, we can take off 40 there because I don't know what the heck
right.
that is.
Right.
South of parcel reference number one above. You're talking about those three parcels just north
yep.
of Orange
yep.
Tree, but we're yes. encouraging those to go with the Weintraub parcel.
Right.
So why break that out separate? Oh, because you're including it with it. Okay.
It is.
Gotcha. But.
And we were, I mean, since it's got, if it doesn't get connected,
so wouldn't it be 32 units?
If it doesn't get connected, would you go to the four units an acre?
If it's fronting on
Brainerd Road, which is what it does.
So how do you get 16 units? Eight acres.
2 units an acre.
Why wouldn't you go to 4 units an acre?
I could. that's a policy call. As I say,
if it goes with the Weintraub property, it would.
Right. And we want it to go with the Weintraub property
yeah.
because we want access.
So then why don't you call it 32?
Okay.
So then we just
back up what we
okay,
back
so
down
then do
from
the, redo the math.
Road.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously you're assuming that there's only going to be...
And then why don't you add... So I don't understand. You have Pinecrest. You have 300 there. You don't have the apartments, though.
Well, see the note.
Based on most recent Pinecrest information, 200 units in the north area. Okay, that's not... What did you find out?
It's actually... There's two in the original master plan...
The one that went to
that
the...
That went through the zoning. It was 247 units in that residential piece, and there were 90 units in the...
But we know that's 87.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, well, yeah, but you can. They're going.
We might as well use what we know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then take out that note. Okay. And then you can redo the math down there.
Well, you still want to use that note.
Just want to change the numbers.
Just change the numbers there.
Okay. Well, you can take out the 100 units in the mixed use core. We don't need to have that as a note. Because we know that for sure.
Well, I'll put it, but you're going to have a total. You're going to have one total.
He's looking to give.
Oh, I see.
Explain
okay.
The total.
Gotcha. So okay, then do the calculation. We're going to be real close, and that's based on assumptions. Yeah.
You just went up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're doing it based on 1.75.
For the average additional unit.
1.75 people per dwelling.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think it's 3/4 of a person.
Average.
I remember saying
that. Because some houses have three and some
I remember saying that at a public hearing when I was about my second year out of college trying to support an apartment project. And, boy, I got run out of town that there could be half a person in a unit. Oh, my gosh, it was awful.
It was called the Solomon unit.
It was awful.
All right. Anybody else have anything? Okay. Environmental features. Maybe it's just me, but I wrote, who cares, next to the soils. But
well, it does help
me.
It does help. Yeah, it does.
Okay.
If you're a developer, you want to know that information.
Okay.
What,
all right.
You know, prior to spending money on
it.
I've had your reaction to this and some of this stuff. But it's been here for
uh-huh. Right,
well, it's not changing.
Does anybody care about wells drilled here will yield an average of 10 to 25 gallons of water per minute? Yawn, but okay.
Hey, I might want to pass out something now. You're going to love this. I heard from Brian Nader today because he had been given the environmental sections and the maps. And so his comments are on the first page. And in this section, I converted his comments to text changes in about five places in this section based on his comments. Most of them are just editorial tweaking, except for the last one, which is on the sanitary sewer on page 25. Did you get a copy? Sorry. And his comment was, it's on page, it's the third text page. Under sanitary sewers, it's extracted from page 25. He is saying he doesn't think that Cuyahoga County wants the...
I scratched that out completely. That was old news. That's what I wrote, too.
Okay.
I picked that up. That is old news.
What's that?
That we're not encouraging the county to take over Wood Brand. That is such old news.
And then
why not?
The rest of
because
this...
Because they're not going to, because they can't get a price that they'll buy it at, and because it will make cost to our residents go way, way up. That almost happened in the early 90s. And then the safe fiasco happened and the county walked away. Nobody's even talked about it.
And then the rest of this are the corrected maps.
So do we know that the 10 to 25 gallons of water per minute is correct? Is that the correct number?
He saw it.
I'm just asking.
He didn't correct it.
He didn't correct it.
Okay.
He had the, I mean...
Right.
I don't mean to point the finger at him, but he didn't respond to it, and he had the pages.
I think a lot of things he said, I probably said, because he talked about the realignment of Pinecrest Drive, and I said, old news, irrelevant, and I see he wrote, take that out, it's been vacated.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought it was very interesting, the traffic counts. With those. I thought some of that was very interesting. Service garage, that was all old and wrong. Yeah. Doesn't look like Brian picked that up.
You want to pick that up?
And then why is the census information for the Orange Senior Center, why do we have to go all the way back to 2000, according to the 2000 census data? What about the 2010 census data?
Which thing are you looking at?
I'm looking at the plan itself.
Oh. Which page are you on?
All right, we don't have to check with Bob Zugin. Brian didn't change
there.
The 64-acre.
It's the two. I'm sorry, the 2000 is not in there now. It's the 2015.
Wait, you mean the one you sent last week on March 31st has been updated?
No.
That's well, mine says 2000.
Where are you?
I don't know. Why did you give this Brian's? Are we supposed to be looking at Brian's now or the?
No, I'm back in the. I'm back.
Okay,
in the main,
so I'm
main
on page 24. It says community facilities, Orange Senior Center.
Yeah.
It says according to 2000 census data.
Keep reading.
Okay, in 2015, this percentage increased. Okay, thank you. Okay. Take out the service garage. That is all old. And then it says a system of public trails. We want that to be recreational trails.
Yep, got it. That was Brian's, one of the changes.
Okay. Every new home is now assessed a $750 one-time impact fee to support capital improvements to the recreational facilities in the Orange Village Community Park. It says all-purpose trail. That should be changed to recreational trails. And then you say on the south side of Emory, it should be the north side of Emory, and then it crosses over to the south side at the park. Did Brian pick that up?
Yeah, well.
How did he not pick that up?
Maybe he wasn't looking at it.
Oh, he says one time, change all-purpose trail, recreational trail everywhere. Okay. Did he give you a map of the trails?
Yep.
Okay, good. Okay, then you talk about the stormwater management program report completed for Orange Village in March 2003. We do that report every single year. We have to update it every year. Did he talk about that? Okay, and then he gave you the new language for the water because you didn't have that updated either.
Mm-hmm.
Fire safety water lines are within 2,000 feet of every home because it's no longer the way you have it.
Hmm? Well, I had the 2,000.
It says water line stubs were recently extended so the fire hydrants are now within 2,000 feet of every home.
So areas within the village that are served by public water are generally the same newer developments, condominiums that are served by the same.
That's old news.
That's not right.
No, but in this one, it's right. Where?
This is wrong.
Well, why does this one say 2,000 feet of every home?
Okay, well, they can't. They're both in there.
Oh.
This is wrong.
Oh, can't be both there.
Because Lander, Brainerd, all have water lines.
Mm-hmm.
This is right.
Okay, so which one is right?
The first paragraph is wrong.
The one that says water?
Yeah.
The area within the village?
Yeah, that's wrong. But I see Brian gave him all the correct stuff.
Brian straightened him out.
Yeah, but I don't.
It's not one Brian, it's another.
Huh?
It's not one Brian, it's another. Straighten him out.
He just confuses everybody.
I've been here longer.
Yeah. Okay.
the goals. Community goals.
Yep, I'll let you know when I'm there. Anybody else got it? I'm up to community image. Anybody else got anything?
Okay. Is that the same as community goals?
No.
Community goals.
What's community goals?
28.
28 is community goals.
Page 32 is image.
Yeah.
Or 28.
28.
Community goals.
Community goals.
Goal!
I know. I agree.
I didn't change anything in community goals. Did anybody?
I did.
Okay.
Not my place.
Anybody got anything else before we get to community goals?
Nope, we're there. Community goals.
Anybody else? All right. What do you got to say to the community goals?
I'm looking for one. Oh, okay, here we are. Here we are. I added a few things. To pursue endeavors in collaborating with surrounding communities and municipalities to improve the quality of life, value, and success of our collective community.
Say that again.
Where are you reading?
I'm adding. That's not there.
Where are you adding?
Oh,
under community goals.
Under community goals. Number
is that the
eight.
First? Are you?
Not, this will be would be number nine.
Are you going
to
give that to
oh,
me?
Oh, it's a number nine?
Number nine. Revolution number nine.
You're going to give it to me or should I write?
Okay, I can give it to you.
Can you read it again, then?
Okay. To pursue endeavors in collaborating with surrounding municipalities to improve the quality of life, value, and success of our collective community.
That sure sounds good.
Okay.
High-minded.
Could it be community or communities?
Communities.
Very good.
To collaborate with other communities. Got
right.
It.
We shred with pepper pie.
Right, exactly.
We shred with pepper pie.
A shredder?
That was a huge investment.
All right, anybody else on that one?
Anybody else have any other goals besides the ones they've made for?
Well,
I don't think on number six.
Yeah.
Maximize opportunities for community-based participation, trail connections, money.
Recreational trail.
Neighborhoods in Orange. Well, I just don't think it's necessarily neighborhoods in Orange. I think it's, you know, neighboring communities. I mean, I think the purpose of, like, the trails is just to get from point A to point B in Orange. I think it's also to get to, you know, a biker, grid ball.
Just leave it in various neighborhoods then.
Even encourage the development.
Yeah.
Various neighborhoods.
Take it out. Take out in Orange.
Say,
in Orange and neighboring communities.
Yeah. Why not just say to maximize opportunities for green space?
Keep it as various neighborhoods.
Trail connections.
Which one are you looking
and
at?
Recreational trail connections. Because remember, in order to be a recreational trail, you have to connect to scenic byways and metro parks and.
And Pinecrest.
So you want to stop at connections or add and neighboring communities? They both do the same thing, probably.
I'm okay with either way. Anybody have a preference? Brandon.
I think you should say something after trail connections.
Okay. Here's your answer.
Stop at connections?
No, add the words.
Add the words, okay.
Among the various neighborhoods in Orange, you like?
And neighboring communities.
And neighbors.
Just
among the various?
Neighboring communities and parks.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, policies and strategies.
Oh, we had a grammatical change in spelling.
There were a couple of those that I hit, but.
Oh, I had one on Dave, on near the end of four, where you talk about the two small separately owned parcels fronting on Harvard, I also wrote the three parcels on Brainerd. I mean, if you're talking about wanting those two parcels in Harvard, why wouldn't we also reference the three parcels on Brainerd that we'd like to see incorporated into that?
I had a couple things on three and two. On two, in the last full line where it says amount of space being preserved between residents, I think it should be green space, not just space. Not sure what else you'd put there. Maybe you'd have Martin the Martian there.
Trailers.
Junk cars.
And on number three, where it says on the last line, uses that are adjacent to residential zoning districts, I took out, instead of that R, I said uses adjacent.
That's grammar. I've had a lot of those I haven't even mentioned.
As transitions to residential zoning. Not the grammar. I wanted to add as transitions to zoning.
Right.
Why? Landscaping screening, those aren't transitions. Those are
more extensive landscape screening and other buffer techniques for non-residential uses.
Transitions to residential?
As transition to adjacent zoning districts.
Oh, as transitions, okay.
I don't think that changes anything.
I agree with you, Brian. But I don't care.
Blown away.
It's a lovely word to add. Okay.
And then I added under four. I added it.
You're not listening to this again. The minutes will just say discussion of master plan ensued for 18 hours.
Hey, four what now?
Number four, I think it was D. I think it's paragraph four.
There's four, right?
There's A, B, and C.
I'm trying to figure A. There's A, B, and C, and I've added a D. Other uses not foreseen may be considered where such developments provide a significant benefit to the community without negatively impacting the quality, character, and values of the village.
You going to give that to Dave, or did he have to write it down?
I can give it to Dave. I'll give him this.
I thought we said that.
Here, transitional uses, such as higher down.
C says something like that, but I guess it's a little bit more.
This is, I don't know, maybe it is a little similar, but different.
Okay.
Can you give it to me?
I'll give it to you, man.
Hey, whoa, I didn't mean that.
And then, here.
Did you tear out your page for the other thing?
No, I just tore it out from this one.
You had another one, too.
I did.
All right, anything else, people?
Item.
Under residential?
Which is this one.
Anyone?
Seven. No. Six.
Okay.
I added. Added an E to provide for adequate transitions and protection for existing residential development. I think we got to think about that if and when Beachmont were to be developed. I certainly don't want to build another Mount Waterford if we don't have to.
Yeah, absolutely.
No more mounds.
Well, mounds are okay. It's the mountain.
Yeah, the mountain.
So I think we need to at least...
I'll give them that.
Okay, good, good.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Okay, under commercial...
One more.
Under, I do? Which was the other one?
I don't remember.
I'll find it.
Under commercial, you say maximize existing commercial areas to enhance the non-residential tax base. I think that's an odd statement.
Maximize development of the existing commercial area. Existing, underlined. You want to use them, you got them. You might as well take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. All right, community facilities. Community image.
Okay, so I have one item on this page. Under number one, utilizing unified themes in signage, landscaping, and other decorative features, and consider installing yada, yada, yada. Decorative should be wayfinding, other wayfinding. Signage and landscaping are not decorative, typically, decorative features. They designate areas, pathways.
So you want wayfinding?
Wayfinding.
Where? Oh, this is
where it says decorative, take out decorative, yeah. Make it wayfinding.
This is the one I need.
Signage and landscaping are wayfinding in commercial community areas.
But I don't know why you say, why it has to be along the major roadways through the villages they are renovated. Why doesn't it have to be when they're renovated? Why can't that just... Yeah, why can't that just end before?
Yes, right.
Right after et cetera.
Yes.
Where are you looking at?
Under community image, number one.
Take out when they are renovated, yes.
Yeah, take out everything after et cetera.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, you gotta leave along the major highways, right. Don't you? You gotta leave that in.
Oh, along the major roadways? Period.
Roadways. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do we need et cetera in there? Oh, lighting, et cetera. Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
And then I don't know that we enhance facilities and programming services for the elderly through continuing cooperation with surrounding communities, unless you've mentioned by supporting the Orange Senior Center. We as a village don't do it, but we cooperate with the Orange Senior Center. We do pay our fair share of the transportation services, but...
So it's in the plan. It just says we're going to try to do more, right?
But Orange Village isn't doing more. Okay. We'll do more by supporting
the... But the taxes do support that. Right? You said we pay for transportation.
We do give a share for the transportation services.
So you're changing one or leaving it?
I was adding just the words through collaboration with the Orange Senior Center. I would take out, the surrounding communities are part of it, too. I don't even think it's surrounding communities. It's just the Orange school communities.
So... How is number one going to
read? Enhance facilities and programming services for the elderly through continuing cooperation with the Orange Senior Center.
Gotcha.
Or continuing collaboration, not cooperation.
Collaboration.
Okay, transportation and traffic.
I got nothing.
I added... Two things. One is more or less a statement of something that has been done, which is the installation of the traffic reading and signalization management system as a measure deployed to improve traffic flow on Chagrin Boulevard.
That's been done.
It's been done. Do we need to mention it? And the other thing is that I think ought to be thought about, and we've talked about it a little bit, is developing a connection with Warrensville Heights through an extension of...
That's in here.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Right here. Page 33.
Okay. No, it wasn't on the... It wasn't on the piece that I read, so...
But I think we can almost take out four. Consider the application of traffic calming techniques at Lander Circle in cooperation with neighboring communities. Those neighboring communities are not asking for our cooperation on anything. In fact, I read recently that they're putting in islands and yield signs.
Everywhere.
Around the whole circle.
Islands and yield.
Going back up a little bit, reduce speed in residential areas by using...
I'm not sure that's not a bad idea.
We'll see.
In fact, I sketched that up and gave it to the...
Well, we have it on Harvard.
Of course, that's stamped concrete, a brick texture.
Right. I mean, that's Harvard or Brainerd.
What did you ask about the reducing speed in residential areas by using brick?
Yeah.
That's great. We have that Harvard or Brainerd. We have that on a bunch
of...
That's exactly what they do for traffic calming. It makes a sound as your wheels go over it, and you go, oh, yeah, I'm in a residential area.
Visual impact of the change of material.
How about alternative paving techniques?
Yeah.
Not mentioned specific.
I think that's a good one.
Using alternative paving techniques.
Yeah.
Where would you put that, Anthony?
Right here. Right here.
C.
C.
Using alternative paving techniques.
Number C.
Yep. Rather than take out brick or other.
Right.
If you take out the Lander Circle, what about the reference to Harvard and Lander?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't know. We just said that in D, so we don't. And then C. We just said that in C.
Still think it's in the benefit of the village to do something about Lander Circle and have it.
The village can't do anything.
Yes. In our child, we can ask for them to discipline them, but it's not going to be us.
So there's this main road that I drive in Columbus a lot when I work down in that office. And I guess it was a pretty fast-moving, you know, road between, you know, residential areas, but near the freeway. I mean, big, heavily trafficked road. And they spent months, probably 6 months, putting in boulevards and traffic circles, and I thought these people had lost their ever-loving mind because you end up with two narrow roadways because they put all this construction in the middle going one way and two going the other way. Now, however, I think about it as calming traffic.
We're doing that on the shoreway on the west side.
But initially, I was so aggravated by all of this.
Is that over in Dublin?
No, this is in Gahanna, actually. Oh. This is Hamilton Road.
Okay.
I thought they were crazy. Today I'm driving down that road, and I'm thinking, this is a calming traffic thing. This is not going to aggravate me.
Oh, this is for yoga.
All right, environmental. We're moving on to environmental.
I got nothing. I defer to Brian Mader's comments.
What about the promote the improvement of Woodbrain facility?
I highlighted that in question mark, and it's a worthwhile thing, although we're not really doing anything.
Right.
Although, funny, that came up last night at the Orangewood Homeowners meeting. And we just had a sewer line break on Chagrin Boulevard, so it's a timely question.
Right.
I mean, we wouldn't do anything but hope for improvement of it, but we're not doing anything. The whole thing from the open space preservation guide is just paper. Nobody wants the government to take their property and put it in easement on it for preservation. I learned that lesson in 95.
What are you referring
which
to?
Which one? Which thing?
In 1995,
no,
we created this.
No, but which item are you referring to on the promote the improvement of Woodbrain?
Right. Okay.
That is worthwhile. Okay, and then on the supplemental planning studies, the Orange Village Stormwater Management Plan, you say update. I think we do that every year. We have an annual. We have to update that annually. We just sent in the last annual one a few days, like a week ago. All right, the other thing I wanted to say to you, I gave you the Beechwood Master Plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there was one thing in there that I liked. They did a little section on the tree canopy, and because we did so well in it, I would like if you could take out the section about orange in their master plan and put it in ours. We had a really good tree canopy coverage, and I think that would be good in the environmental section. I don't remember.
To maintain the tree canopy coverage,
yeah.
Right? Maintain
yeah.
a certain percentage.
And also, we're right now applying for a grant for like $50,000 worth of trees to put more trees, you know, plant more trees. So we had a good percentage of, we had like the highest tree canopy in the area.
A couple of things I wanted to bring up, whether we want to, they belong in the master plan or not. We can discuss, or you can just kick me in the butt and say, forget about it.
We'll do it fast because I'm tired.
Okay. One thing is, now that we have a more extensive commercial component to the community, we need to think long term about what will happen in the cycle of that. We do not have any community development director, any community development strategy, other than whatever comes to Orange Village, we react to. And communities today need to be more proactive about how that works, so that as these developments recycle, and they will, retail developments cycle 5 to 7 years at the very least, if not more frequently. And when those happen, you're at the mercy of what the developer brings to you. A lot of communities take the opportunity to be proactive and reach out and look for where there may be opportunities to bring the businesses that they would like to see come to their community.
I think reference to that should be put in the challenge.
And
yeah, I think that would be good.
And so I think we need to think about how we will go forward with that ongoing endeavor that will take place as some of these things.
And how this will be spearheaded.
And how it'll be.
Let's reference that in the challenge, because it is going to be a whole new day for us.
I mean, this was talked about in the fall. This is a better explanation of it than we have in here. I think, yeah.
And the other thing that I added into this, or at least suggested, and you, I guess, mentioned it in the beginning here about the community room and the amphitheater and those things, that those facilities that we now have, that we should at least be proactive again in how that they're there and available and can be used, and they ought to be used. We've invested in them, so we ought to make them available to the community.
Well, and it's something where we need actually someone or something to drive the use of those areas.
Yeah.
Right.
And the last thing, and this is, I guess, more for you in terms of wordsmithing this, I think it's appropriate in this kind of a document to at some point have an executive summary of it. What are the big points that you want somebody to get out of it that jumps you ahead of all this demographic and economic gobbledygook that's in there that you have to go through to get to the meat and potatoes and tell the story? What are the prime objectives? Why are we doing this? What are we looking to accomplish? And what are the outcomes that we're looking for? So that somebody can quickly and easily go through that and understand what we're trying to do, what this document is about.
It's interesting you say that, because this is a relatively short.
Well, I know it is. I've seen them.
So
I've seen them.
Putting an executive summary on it, we make it.
Torah scrolls that you carry around.
Right.
Okay. But, you know, to the extent that we can, and I think because it is small, it should be even easier to make that, you know, a one-page summary that pulls this whole thing together. And it's like the Cliff Note version. So something for you to consider as you finalize the document.
Final comments from everybody? Anthony? Kath?
I'm good.
Eric?
Thank you, Mr. Hart.
Ron?
Good.
Brandon? Brian?
Good.
Judd?
Thanks, Dave. I think you've done a lot of work in herding these cats.
You did good, Dave. Very good. This is a lot of work.
even though it's not a thick document, we make it so.
Thank you, everybody. All right, so one more draft. And then are you planning to do a meeting at council?
Yeah, but I'm assuming it comes back here again first, or no?
I hope not. Well, I'll read it one more time.
Well, guess what? We'll have a pajama party.
Woo, fun! Yeah, I actually had asked to come back here for a vote to recommend to send it to council.
Right. Yeah, I think it needs to do that.
Okay. All right, next meeting we have the traffic circles at Pinecrest and a new house.
The traffic circles at Pinecrest?
Yeah. The roundabout.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There have been some changes.
You know what? Brian's right.
They need to be more calm. That's right. That's exactly right.
They realized that they would finally have.
It's not very pedestrian friendly.
And now the new
motion to adjourn.
Well, it's
call the roll, please.
I'm not sure each circle. The southern one in particular is what I noticed. I looked at.
I always kind of wondered how that was going to actually work. It'll be okay. There that you can use as sort of like the, you reach the entrance.